Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Ahead of a looming deadline to avoid default, Congress has passed a plan to raise the debt ceiling.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen had warned Congress to act by the June 5th deadline or risk a catastrophic U.S. default. Behind the scenes, Senate leaders seeking swift passage race to secure an agreement with members on about a dozen amendments to this legislation. Republicans also demanded assurances that the Senate would consider further increasing defense spending later in the year, as well as hold a vote on an emergency spending bill for additional Ukraine aid.
That's ABC's M. Nguyen. President Biden has said he'll sign the measure immediately. While on stage for a commencement speech at the Air Force Academy in Colorado on Thursday, President Biden tripped and fell over a sandbag. He was not injured. Questions being raised about the integrity of an apartment building that partially collapsed in Davenport, Iowa, Sunday, after an engineering report last week said a wall was at risk of crumbling. This is ABC News. The Supreme Court dealing a blow to organized labor, ruling in favor of a concrete company that sued a trucker's union following a strike.
A strike by truckers ended up destroying property. Truck drivers for Glacier Northwest, a Washington state concrete company, went on strike with concrete still inside their mixing trucks. The company sued, saying it had to throw away the unused concrete at a financial loss. The Washington State Supreme Court ruled in favor of the truckers' union, arguing what happened was protected under federal labor laws. But in an 8-1 decision, the Supreme Court reversed that ruling. Lindsay Watts, ABC News, Washington.
Bill Cosby facing a new lawsuit from a former Playboy model who alleges Cosby drugged and sexually assaulted her and another woman at his home in 1969. 80-year-old Victoria Valentino alleges Cosby gave her and a friend a pill and that she later woke up to Cosby assaulting them. A spokesman for Cosby says the allegations lack any proof or facts. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
As a veteran of our country's armed services, you may be experiencing hardships, such as the inability to pay rent, utilities, or receive other life-sustaining services. And once again, you're called upon by family to serve and protect. We want you to know we are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's not easy to ask for a hand up, but we are clear in our mission. No Wisconsin veteran should ever have to face homelessness or lose heat, power, or water again. Apply today by calling 833-WIS-VRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Visit VRAPWI.com.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up.
hold my hand?
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remmel.